It's Friday, November 10th, 2023. Welcome to episode 78 of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, the City Council votes to move ahead with plans for DePave Park and addresses parklets alongside Webster and Park. Both the City Planning Board and the AUSD Board of Education are looking to fill vacancies. Below-market townhomes are available for first-time homebuyers. The Mastic Senior Center website is hijacked. Alameda's own Deborah Crooks is presenting her folk opera that follows a pair of falcons nesting on the Fruitvale Bridge. Condolences are in order for the Faction Brewing family. And Gene Kahane presents an interview that can only be described as unbelievable. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story. On Tuesday, the City Council voted to move ahead with plans for DePave Park. Back in episode 49 in April, we reported on the workshops being held to discuss the future of the area adjacent to Seaplain Lagoon. The city envisions DePave as a publicly accessible ecological park to be created by removing all existing concrete, repurposing it on site, and creating a habitat to support wildlife. Park designs include a pedestrian and bicycle promenade, overlooks, educational gathering space, tide pools, beach, picnic area, kayak stand-up paddle launch, seasonal San Francisco Bay Trail connection, eelgrass, and oyster bed pilot projects, among others. Why oyster beds? Research has shown that these shellfish are some of the most effective water purifying systems available. There are more than a few obstacles to completing this project, namely existing buildings with tenants. Eventually, the plan calls for the removal of buildings 25 and 29. Building 29 currently houses artist and maker tenants. The majority of public comment was in favor of removing Building 29, noting that it blocks the view of San Francisco Bay, which in turn discourages investors and developers. Building 25 is a little more complicated. Current tenants of Building 25 include Dash Cellars, Urban Legend Winery, and St. George's Spirits. City staff has already opened discussions with these tenants and offered assistance in finding new locations, such as Building 24, the location of the former Rockwall Winery. While the council was mostly in favor of removing the buildings, Mayor Marilyn Ezzy Ashcraft noted that the process would take time, perhaps as much as 5 years, to raise sufficient grant money. Councilmember Malia Vella favored a phased approach, noting that the residents of Building 25 currently generate considerable revenue, and the city should collect rent for as long as possible. Councilmember Trish Herrera-Spencer favored keeping both buildings, saying she supports the city paying its bills by preserving tenant revenue and not raising taxes. She added that Building 29 is a haven for artists she wants to support. In the end, the council voted 4-1 to direct staff to move ahead with design plans. Herrera-Spencer cast the dissenting vote. Also on the docket for the council, the parklets on Webster and Park Street. First authorized at the beginning of the pandemic to help offset the impact on local businesses, the outdoor dining spaces have become something of a hot topic. For many, outdoor dining remains an attraction, while for others, they have outlived their usefulness and also present an impedance to traffic and parking. In July, city staff was tasked with developing a striping and barrier plan to increase safety and bring a unified look to the currently ad hoc collection of structures. Staff proposed buying and installing uniform green-colored steel-reinforced concrete barriers for 20 parklets, coordinated with restriping to implement bike lanes and loading zones, along with ADA and bike parking. For Webster Street, the end result would be 11 additional parking spaces, 2 new green loading zones, 3 new ADA parking spaces. Park Street, however, would see a reduction of 19 spaces, but an addition of 7 loading zones, 5 new ADA parking spaces, and 1 new commercial loading zone. The council opinion was split, with Vice Mayor Tony Desaug calling for the parklets to be phased out, referring to them as a private use of public space. Trish Herrera-Spencer expressed concern over emergency vehicle access. Councilmember Tracy Jensen countered that Fire Chief Nick Luby saw no problems with access. The final note was 3-2 to adopt the staff proposal, with the understanding that staff would verify the safety rating of the proposed barriers, limit the number of parklets, and aim to widen sidewalks in the long term. Vice Mayor Desaug and Councilmember Herrera-Spencer cast the dissenting votes. For a complete look at the council meeting, including diagrams and artist renditions of DePave Park, see Karen Jensen's article at alamedapost.com/news. If you'd like to help guide the future of Alameda, here's your chance. The City Planning Board currently has 2 openings, and the City Council is actively seeking residents to fill those positions. The application deadline is Monday the 13th, and those with a background in architecture, urban design, or building construction, and or policy work in housing, climate change, and transportation safety are encouraged to apply. The board meets the second and fourth Mondays of each month at 7 p.m. at City Hall. The board investigates and recommends plans for future development and plays a major role in ensuring that those plans meet the city's housing, climate action, and transportation safety goals. For a look at the planning board's responsibilities, as well as a link to the application, see alamedapost.com/news. There is another board opening in our area. The Board of Education for the Alameda Unified School District is looking to fill the vacancy left by Megan Sweet, who resigned as vice president on October 26th. The deadline for submitting an application is December 6th. To qualify as a candidate, he must be 18 years old, a resident of Alameda, and a registered California voter. District staff will review all applications to make sure applicants meet the minimum legal qualifications. Board members will then interview qualified applicants and select one to appoint at the board's public meeting in mid to late December. The board will make a provisional appointment at a special meeting later in December. For links to the application and submission guidelines, see alamedapost.com/op-ed. If you're a first-time home buyer of moderate income, there's an opportunity for you to own a townhome at below-market rates. As part of the city's Inclusionary Housing Below Market Rate program, up to 7 townhomes will be available at Bay 37 development near Bohol Circle Immigrant Park. 6 two-bedroom units and 1 three-bedroom unit are being offered with prices ranging from $414,000 to $421,000. To qualify for the offering, you must be a first-time home buyer and earn moderate income, defined as 120% of Alameda's median income. For a household of 2, that equates to $142,000 a year. The application deadline is November 27th. A drawing will be held from among qualified applicants. The Alameda Free Library on Oak Street is holding an in-person workshop on Tuesday the 14th to give interested potential buyers a better understanding of the process. For a sign-up link for the workshop or to start the application process, visit alamedapost.com/news. Data breaches. Account hacking. The online world has its dark side. Add to that list domain hijacking, something the Mastic Senior Center now knows all too well. In March, the city failed to renew the internet domain masticcenter.com, and an unscrupulous third party swooped in, registered the domain, cloned the website, and added links to a fair amount of the usual unsavory suspects in an attempt to make money off of unsuspecting users. The city has now disavowed the website, and unfortunately, due to the nature of domain registration, there is very little that can be done. The city is now directing all Mastic web traffic to alamedaca.gov. In the interest of internet safety, do not visit the old Mastic Center site. Our own Adam Gillett has taken the time to safely show you what's happened to the site. See Adam's article at alamedapost.com/news. Alameda singer-songwriter Deborah Crooks has been working on a fascinating project lately, Flight Lessons. It's a folk opera focusing on two peregrine falcons that reside on the Fruitvale Bridge. As Crooks notes, the piece, quote, explores the nature of place, love, and change at the intersection of the urban and wild environment, end quote. Flight Lessons will be presented tonight, Friday, at the Lost Church in San Francisco. Take a glimpse behind the scenes of this developing show, as well as the career of Ms. Crooks, at alamedapost.com/features. Sad news in the Alameda beer community. On Tuesday the 6th, Faction Brewing announced via social media that brewer Jesse Rosenthal had passed away. Jesse was also an accomplished painter. On behalf of everyone at the Post and the entire Alameda beer community, our condolences to Jesse's family, friends, and everyone at Faction. Gene Kahane has given us some great interviews with some wonderful artists and creatives over the months. This time he's outdone himself. Have you ever wondered what the beautiful foliage of fall is thinking? Well, we have your answer. On the latest edition of 5 Questions 4, Gene sits down with the autumn leaves. Talk about an exclusive. Seeing is believing. Find the article at alamedapost.com/features. The final walking history tour of 2023 is upon us. Adam Gillett and Dennis Evanosky explore Park Avenue and environs Sunday the 12th at 10 a.m. Sign up at alamedapost.com/tours. To prepare for the tour, you'll want to read the 2 articles Dennis has prepared. alamedapost.com/history. Look for What's in a Name, Chichenio Park, as well as Park Avenue, from exclusive neighborhood to public park. Don't forget, until the end of the year, your donation to Alameda Post goes twice as far thanks to Newsmatch. We'll match your donation for the Post dollar for dollar. Details of the program and a link to donate at alamedapost.com/op-ed. alamedapost.com/events, your guide for everything going on in Alameda this weekend. Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley, continues at Altarina Playhouse. The Farmer's Market, Saturday from 9 until 1. And in honor of Veterans Day, the USS Hornet is offering free admission this Saturday. They ask that you RSVP to reserve your slot. The Hornet will have their traditional wreath laying, a flyover, and much more. Find details and a link at alamedapost.com/events. While you're there, see what else Alameda has to offer. Thank you for supporting local news for Alameda. Join us as a member, alamedapost.com/memberships. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Mastodon, Threads, Blue Sky, as well as our own subreddit. And don't forget to subscribe to our Apple News channel. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcasts, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. On this Veterans Day weekend, a sincere thank you to all who have served and are serving today. I'm Scott Peeler. I'll be back next Friday with episode 79 of the Alameda Postcast.